This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Chaos in the NBA. Welcome back, Maggie and Perloff Show. Maggie's out today. EJ Stewart, executive producer, sitting in the big chair here. We have to figure out a little bit what's going on here with the Denver Nuggets. Fire coach Mike Malone, fire GM Calvin Booth. 3 games left in the season. You would say completely unprecedented if it didn't happen 2 weeks ago with the Memphis Grizzlies and their coach, and in the same season where the Dallas Mavericks inexplicably traded Luka Doncic midseason to the Lakers. Something's going on here in the NBA, EJ. This can't be coincidence that you have these three unprecedented moves, strange moves. Nobody fires their coach on the brink of the playoffs, and the Grizzlies and the Nuggets, both higher seeds at the time. Nuggets now the 4 seed, I believe. What is going on here? How do you connect the dots here with all three of these moves?
Yeah, I wonder if Tom Thibodeau is waking up in a cold sweat at what's happening around the league. But no, I think what's happening is we're seeing the player control that has dominated the league over the last 15 years.
Yeah, but Jokic didn't want to fire Malone. Those guys are supposed to be tight.
It may not be Jokic, but it sounds like the team itself, in terms of the other players, were not quite happy with Michael Malone, because Michael Malone is known to be kind of a hard ass. He's one of those guys that will chew you out. He's one of those guys that will throw you under the bus in the media. And some people love it, some people hate it. I actually tend to like it. I think he holds guys accountable.
Sure.
But like what you saw was a team that looked disjointed over the last month or so. Like they looked like a team that was heading in the wrong direction. They didn't look together. Russell Westbrook is not answering questions in the media for days, and then when he shows up, he's acts like he doesn't know where he is. Like it was a lot of weird things happening with the Nuggets towards the end of this year. So I think what you're seeing is the ownership, whether it's the superstars or not, saying, listen, if my players are not responding to this coach, then I don't have a choice in order to save these seasons. What frustrates me is I think you're doing the opposite. I just think you're throwing in the towel in the season, because when you do that, you're asking now David Adelman, who's not a seasoned head coach. He's a seasoned assistant, and his dad was a great head coach. But you're asking that guy to learn on the fly how to coach through playoff series, which is the hardest thing to do. Like, coaching the playoffs is the most important part of being an NBA head coach. You can maybe argue that going through a regular season, you got back-to-backs, playing teams that play 3 games, 4 nights. It's sometimes random, the results. The playoffs are where you make your money. Yeah, you're asking a rookie to do this.
You could argue that these players have all been there before. This might be a team that generally I understand what you're saying, but first of all, you have Joker and all these guys have been in the playoffs a lot. Maybe it's the right team. Maybe you get a little bit of an interim coach bump, and then all these guys know what the playoffs are like. There's not a guy on that team, I don't think. Guys who even Christian Brown and the young guys, not really. Those guys have actually played in a lot of playoff games.
Yeah, some of them won championships. Yeah, Christian Brown was the player who won a championship.
And I do think Joker might be a little bit of an exception where you might not need the best coach to win with that guy.
But you're going to a coaching series against Steve Kerr. Do you feel good about having a guy who just got hired last week? Do you feel good
about going to a series?
Yeah, you feel good about going to a series against Ty Lue, an NBA champion, a guy who took a Clippers team without Kawhi to the Western Conference Finals? Like, I would feel terrible with those matchups.
I think the whole thing is an absolute joke. Right. And I think it's an indictment of the entire league. And I'm being serious here. I think the NBA is filled with some not serious owners. I know the NFL is definitely filled with some not serious owners. But really, this comes back, it's personal. I was willing to give the Dallas Mavericks a chance that maybe they knew what they were doing. And they didn't. I've never seen something blow up faster than the Dallas Mavericks trading away Luka Doncic. So now I'm just going to go to the simple explanation. There is no explanation. This is ridiculous. It's an idiotic move by ownership. And I think that the Nuggets are not going to do what they could have possibly done this year's playoffs. I think they're going to go out really early. And I think we're going to look back. And I don't think they're going to build off this. I think eventually Joker's going to leave. I just don't see this all working out in some grand scheme.
And it's a shame because I think it for me, it hurts the playoffs because I think, you know, we could argue whether or not the Nuggets are a real championship team or if the Grizzlies were a real championship team. But those teams, and the Grizzlies are playing better to their credit, but those teams would have, they finally won three, they were playing terrible before, but they won three games in a row. But those teams, at least in a first-round matchup, are intriguing. Like, I want to see what they do against the Lakers, what they do against the Warriors. Like, those are fun matchups. Like, I feel like if these teams get past Memphis or Denver, it's going to be this big asterisk. Like, well, they had a guy who was basically got hired a couple weeks ago. They pulled out of the stands, and that's why they won. They'll get really tested when they face the Thunder or someone else later in the playoffs. I don't want that. I don't want to have two dead teams walking into what was supposed to be a very competitive Western Conference.
Well, I know the commissioner is worried about one thing. Nobody wants to see the Lakers and the Warriors play in the first round. Right now, the Lakers are the 3 seed and the Warriors are the 6 seed, and they both could easily be 4 or 5 as well. This probably helps the Lakers secure the number 3 seed because the Nuggets are 1 game behind them. But still, you never know. You want Curry and LeBron alive as long as possible in this playoff, if you're the commish.
You do, but do you want that at the risk of not having them play in the playoffs? Because those guys playing, whether it's first round or conference finals, is box office. No question.
I would spread it around. But LeBron alone, they're both box office regardless.
That's true.
I think LeBron, especially LeBron and Luka, and the way Steph Curry has been playing lately, that'd be incredible. All right, we got to get to the great debate. Very interesting one this week. Sorry, go ahead.
The Great Debate Series.
See, Maggie would not have jumped the sound like that. That is right there in a nutshell. One of the many differences between Maggie and I. She is a consummate professional, and I'm what you got here. Okay. Great debate. There's a loose news hook here. The topic is the greatest college athlete who had no pro career. Now, this is mean because I was thinking of Walter Clayton Jr. when I thought of this.
Aww.
Because he seems like possibly one of those guys who has a great NCAA tournament and does not make it in the NBA. He might be picked in the teens or the 20s. Or he might be great. I have no idea. But you know what I'm talking about. Sort of a college hero, pro zero. It happens a lot. There are guys who are all-time college athletes who do not make it in the pros. And I'm actually going to start this one myself because I think I have the ultimate choice. Who jumps into your mind? It's got to be Tim Tebow. And that is an unfair indictment of him as a pro. He did win a playoff game, and he had some promise. But he is the ultimate college football player. I would argue maybe the greatest college football player, not just because of what he did. His numbers were incredible. He was in that Urban Meyer spread at Florida, won 2 titles. One is really the primary starter. He could run. He could pass effectively enough in that system. But it's more than that. It was the rah-rah speech. And when you think of college football, you think of Tim Tebow's speech. You think of the team spirit that he had, that everybody followed him. The fact that there were some characters on that team who followed him as well.
No question.
He is the ultimate college football quarterback, and his pro career was almost the exact opposite. Not really totally his fault. One thing that happened to him, he couldn't be a backup because he got so much media attention. Right. The teams did not want to bring him into the locker room. But in my mind, he is the greatest college athlete who had no pro career. So I'm going Tebow. All right, EJ, who do you got?
I think I have the only answer. And I know sometimes I got to be a little cocky with this great debate, but this one I feel like is the only answer, right? Because the answer is greatest college athlete who had no pro career. Well, the guy I have was an outstanding college athlete, a Heisman Trophy winner, who never played in the NFL.
First and 10, Florida State. Ward has it up for grabs, complete for Vanover. This will be a touchdown. 60-yard completion from Charlie Ward to Tamara Vanover.
Here all by himself. Second and goal from the two. Here's the snap. Charlie runs to his right. Charlie, may have the angle. 5, 3, 2, 1. Touchdown, Charlie Ward. Touchdown, Charlie Ward.
I'm going with Florida State quarterback Charlie Ward. Now, it feels sacrilegious for a Miami Hurricanes fan to big up a Florida State Seminole, but he was great, a great New York Knick, which brings me to my point. Charlie Ward was the Heisman Trophy winning quarterback. He won a national championship. In his 2 years at Florida State, they went 22-2. Didn't play in the NFL. Did not get drafted. There was NFL teams who were unsure of whether or not Charlie Ward's style of play back then, which actually probably would have made him a first-round pick this
Wait,
year.
Was he in the draft?
Yes, he entered the draft.
He did enter the draft.
He entered the draft.
I don't remember that.
Yeah,
okay.
I had to look this up. So he entered the draft, but teams wanted assurances that he would play in the NFL if he was not a first-round pick. Charlie Ward believed he should have been a first-round pick. Teams didn't think so. So once he said, well, if I'm not a first-round pick, I'm going to look into the NBA, they just didn't draft him. And in some ways, it's a little bit of a mockery that the Heisman Trophy-winning quarterback was not considered a first-round pick given the stats, given the success he had at Florida State, and then to not even take a flyer on him, because make a decision. I mean, you have a seventh-round pick. You got guys getting drafted out of community college that year. They got drafted ahead of the Heisman Trophy winner, a guy who won a national championship. Mm-hmm. So you're asking a player who had a great college career, who had no NFL or no pro promise.
Right.
He literally didn't play. He didn't get drafted. So to me, Charlie Ward is the only answer to this question.
Well, he was a first-round pick, though.
In the NBA.
In right. the NBA.
So he had a pro career, just not in the sport that you're picking.
Yeah, a very, very good pro career.
Right.
Probably, yeah, I love Charlie Ward.
Probably should have won a title.
Football player, no pro career.
So I totally agree. I mean, think about what year we're talking about, 93.
Yep.
It was pre-Russell Wilson. They didn't know slightly shorter quarterbacks. They didn't know mobile quarterbacks.
Yep.
Do you think there was some racial bias at play?
Sure. I mean, that was something that they dealt with a lot back then.
Yeah.
And you look at some of those quarterbacks that were drafted. I mean, Heath Shuler was the third pick in that draft. I mean, it's insanity.
Oh, God.
Insanity.
That's just mean.
That, you know, and, like, no disrespect to Shuler, but, like, I mean, Charlie Ward won a Heisman Trophy,
yeah.
And you wouldn't even take a flyer on him?
Charlie Ward would be the number one pick right
yeah,
now.
Yeah.
But to be
crazy.
Fair, Baker Mayfield never would have been drafted back then either.
Yeah, no, true.
There was only – all you had to do to scout quarterbacks in the NFL was have a tape measure. It was all height all the time.
Yeah.
All right. Great debate. Player who had the greatest college career and no pro career. Let's go to Manny. Who do you got, buddy?
All right, I will stay in the state of New York, and I will go to a guy who had the eyes on the nation on him in the late 2010s, or excuse me, the late 2000s, early 2010s.
Back in the day.
Back in the day. The good old days.
Which Nick is this? I'm confused.
This Nick, it actually is a
no.
Nick, a former Nick.
Don't be a cliche, Manny.
In James Taft, Jimmer Fredette.
Oh.
And Ken might be the MVP of this team. Did he put that there? Yes, that's right. Burnett for three.
There he goes.
He puts on quite a show, doesn't he?
And we're enjoying it.
Yeah, he put on quite the show while he was at BYU. That didn't exactly translate into the NBA. Jimmer Fredette, 10th overall pick in 2011 by the Bucks, traded that night to the Kings. Ended up in Chicago, New Orleans, and with the New York Knicks before going overseas. Thrived overseas, but I mean, yeah. It's not exactly what I envisioned when I was a youngin' when I saw Jimmer Fredette tearing it up in the NCAA tournament. I'll go with Jimmer Fredette.
I still don't totally understand why he couldn't make it in the NBA, because the league turned into a three-pointing league. He must have been so bad on D.
A cone, man.
Yeah, he can't guard the chair you're sitting in. It's serious.
That's a good one. All right, let's go to Ryan Botcher. Which player had the greatest college career and no pro career?
I'm going to go with the first person to ever win the Heisman as a freshman, Johnny Manziel. We all know Johnny Manziel's story. Only lasted 2 years in the NFL because of off-the-field issues. But to go from the top of his game, his freshman year, to captivate the nation, to falling out of the professional NFL in 2 years, he's got to be the biggest college star to do nothing in a pro career.
Mansell with a snap back into the pocket, looking, heaving the deep ball down the right side. There's Evans. He's going to make the catch at the 5. Touchdown. 44 yards. Mansell or Evans. It is 20-0. Texas A&M.
Why do I get the terrible feeling, by the way you describe that, that you were too young to even see Johnny Manziel? That can't be true.
I was.
Manny told her about it.
He is younger than me. Yes, I did have to break out the picture book and tell Ryan about it.
Fifth grade me was like, oh, this Johnny Manziel
guy. Get out of here. You were fifth grade.
Yeah, I was 11.
Bugs, wow. You heard the same thing,
right? That's how old Jake is right now.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no.
No. I felt like when you're talking about Johnny Manziel, that was the way I was talking about Roger Staubach or something. I was like, what
Otto Graham.
Is going on here?
What are you talking about this guy playing at Texas A&M?
There was this legend named Johnny Football?
A Texas Agricultural Mechanical.
Dad, what do you know about Drew Aller?
All right, Andrew Bogus, who do you got?
Well, I don't know if I have the guy, but I was honored to be in the moment where the debate topic was picked, and I got my first choice, which is a rarity around here. We're going back to college basketball. He's not a Knick.
Finally, no complaining.
But he kind of was like Jimmer Fredette.
Zags, no timeouts. They've got to hurry. Here comes the All-America. Morrison, 6.
That game was a non-conference game in December, but Guff and Raff were going nuts on CBS.
Of course.
Adam Morrison, a game-winning 3 against Oklahoma State, again in December of 2005, which is long enough ago. That game was played in Seattle on the Sonics floor in Key Arena.
I remember that game. As a Zag fan, I remember that game.
Yep.
You mean the Thunder?
If you're Manny or Botcher, you missed Adam Morrison taking college basketball storm over 2 seasons. In 2005-06 as a junior, he led the nation 28.1 points per game. That included 5 40-point efforts. They reached the Sweet 16. That's where they lost to UCLA. Mm. Legend of Morrison on the court in tears after that game. He was the 3rd pick of the 06 draft by the Bobcats, guys. The Charlotte Bobcats. Was no longer a starter midway through his rookie season, tore his ACL before year 2, then he was a Laker, and by 2011, he was playing very briefly in Serbia. 161 career NBA games, a 33% shooter from downtown, and just 7 points a game from Morrison.
Wow. Did you ever read, there was a big Sports Illustrated feature on him later, right? Did you ever read that?
I don't think so.
He's got a quirky personality.
Yes, he does. Yeah.
I just looked up on Wikipedia his personal life. All it said was, Morrison lives near Spokane and does not believe in marriage.
That's it?
Sounds like Spokane, Washington, to be honest.
Yeah. Sounds very Wikipedia as well.
Oh. Yeah, by the way, that's what I got. That sums up a man's life. I mean, they don't even mention the mustache in here.
No, the mustache is gone. A video I found on the NCAA's March Madness page, like a Adam Morrison sit-down interview. Clean shaven, hair's gelled back and everything like that.
I was going to say, do you guys know what he does now?
Is he the radio voice of them? The analyst, right?
He's a radio color analyst for my Gonzaga Bulldogs.
According to Wikipedia, he's also the head coach of his high school alma mater.
Okay.
Yeah. That's weird.
Just don't ask him to walk down the aisle, apparently.
or guard LeBron James.
Or leave Spokane.
Okay. You can weigh in, of course, 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. The topic is, for the great debate, greatest college athlete who had no pro career. I went Tim Tebow. EJ went Charlie Ward. Ryan went Johnny Football. Manny went with Jimmer Fredette. And Bogues went with Adam Morrison. All great choices. I feel like Tim Tebow is going to win the poll because, you know, Tim Tebow is Tim Tebow. Yep. But you can weigh in, of course. Want to hear who you have. We mentioned Vince Young earlier in the show.
Yeah.
He would have qualified, although he did make 2 Pro Bowls, which is a fun little stat. There are a lot of guys who fit this. Let us know what you think. But coming up next, we got a guy who's definitely going to be a pro hero, not a pro zero. But EJ and I see him completely differently. That's next, Maggie and Perloff Show.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back, Maggie and Perloff Show. EJ Stewart, executive producer, co-hosting with Maggie on vacation. Great Debate Wednesday. Today's great debate, who had the best college career with no pro career? So it's college hero, pro zero. That sounds a little harsh, but it's true. I went with Tim Tebow. EJ went with Charlie Ward. Ryan Botcher, who's in today, went with Johnny Football, Johnny Manziel. Manny went with Jimmer Fredette. And Bogues chose Adam Morrison. And if you don't remember Adam Morrison, trust me, he qualifies. We want to hear from you, 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. All right, let's go to the phone lines. Wilson in California, who do you got, college hero, pro zero?
Good morning, Perloff. Dig the show as usual.
Awesome.
Back in the late 80s, there was a transition period for the Boston Celtics. They drafted a tremendous All-American out of Maryland by the name of Len Bias.
Oh, yeah.
And a few days later, of course, he died of a cocaine overdose. And he was supposed to be the future of the Celtics, and it's tragic because it set that organization back for years. But I've been watching that doc on HBO.
Yeah, I was going to ask. Is it good?
Unbelievable. And brings back bad memories. And I've mentioned this on your show in the past. I grew up, you know, in grade school and middle school, you know, a diehard Laker fan in L.A. And me and my dad on Sundays after church would just die watching the Lakers year after year lose to that team. But it's a tremendous documentary. You should catch it. But Len Bias came right to mind immediately.
Awesome. Thank you, Wilson. Len Bias, I know in the documentaries, I've heard Bill Simmons, who produced it, talk about it. That was the turning point for the Celtics.
Yeah.
When Len Bias died, it was 86.
Yeah,
it changed everything because it looked like they were going to continue their dynasty. Didn't happen. I mean, I remember this was very similar. I was kind of younger. It was like Magic Johnson having AIDS. That moment, Magic Johnson announcing he was HIV positive in a press conference, it was a sea change because me and my friends loved Len Bias at Maryland. He was incredible. When he died, it came out of nowhere, and it was totally a shock.
And I've heard a lot of the stories, and my dad told me a lot of stories about Len Bias. This is really almost became double pronged because then they had Reggie Lewis die too in the 90s, and he was another star that the Celtics seemed like, okay, we have the guy after Larry Bird, and twice they had these unspeakable tragedies.
Oh, I know.
But Reggie Lewis was awesome.
I know. Another great player. That was terrible. Okay. We're doing guys who had no success in the pros but were great college players. Let's go to Louie in Oklahoma. Louie, who do you got?
Hey, I got Tony Mandarich from Michigan State.
Oh, yeah. What was that SI cover with Tony Mandarich? Do you remember that?
Yep, sure do.
I had a funny line, like the great something.
The NFL is incredible bust.
Yeah, oh, that was the second one. There was an original one.
Oh,
there was an original one. It came out before the draft. He's shirtless.
And the Incredible Bulk.
The Incredible Bulk. Yeah. Oh, and they did a second one. Yes, that is a great choice, Louie.
Thank you much. You guys have a great day.
All right, let's go to Zach in West Virginia. Zach, who do you got? Guy who is a college hero and a pro zero.
Hey, guys. I'm going to go with Pat White, one of the only quarterbacks to win four CFB games all 4 years, 4-0. He got drafted by the Dolphins. It just never panned out. But he's back home in West Virginia. He is, I believe, a quarterback coach this year. Back home with Rich Rodriguez, so I'm very disappointed that his pro career didn't turn out, but he is now back home, and he is going to get this program turned around.
Okay. It's funny you bring that up. I'm looking at – I remember the hit against the Steelers that took him out. Lefty quarterback, Dolphins, small, gets hit, ruins his career.
Oh, gosh.
Who's that remind you of?
Oh, gosh. Our guy, Tua.
Yeah, and Pat White. He was electric in college. I totally agree. That was a great call. I loved Pat White. I'm watching the highlight. Ike Taylor hit him.
Tim Tebow.
Name all the left-handed quarterbacks. I was going to say
the Dolphins. But this guy was small, fat. I mean, Tua's not fast, but he was super fast, took a hit, and just was never the same.
Those West Virginia offenses with him and Steve Slayton, we don't talk about enough how electric those two guys were in the backfield. And we talk about, you know, heartbreaking losses that take you out of national championship contention. I mean, them losing to a 5-win Pitt team at the end of the season in the backyard brawl with LeSean McCoy running for 200-plus yards. I know, West Virginia, forgive me. I know this is bad for your fans. But that is one of the most brutal losses I could think of any fan base having. I mean, you had a chance to win a national championship. And LeSean McCoy, who I think was a freshman at the time, runs for 200 yards. I mean, that was brutal. But Pat White was absolutely electric.
I totally agree. Forget Steve Slayton. Tavon Austin is one.
Austin was also a monster too.
I mean, he was the. I think he had 600 yards in a game. He could play every position, but he did a little bit in the pros. Unlike he did more than Pat White. So I'm not sure Tavon Austin would qualify, but he was to be. You're right. Those offenses were crazy good, and of course Rich Rod, and then later on Dana too. You know, these are programs which had these great offenses that have not worked in the pros. All right, let's go to Tanner in East Bay, California. College hero, pro zero, who do you got?
I got Greg Oden out of Ohio.
Ohio State.
Yep, correct, basketball.
I think you have to say the state part, right?
Well, they'll make you say the
Ohio.
Well, no, so Oden, though, it's in the Sam Bowie kind of territory where injuries and personal problems took him out.
That's a great question. I'll be quite honest with you. I'm in my early 20s, the knowledge on basketball is not vast. That era, I just know he did not pan out.
Absolutely. No, Tanner, you're right on. You young guys, I love. You're much like Ryan Botcher, who picked Johnny Manziel, even though he was in fourth grade. Good call. All right, let's go to Mike in Seattle. College hero, pro zero. Who do you got?
Herschel Walker.
Herschel Walker? He was okay in the pros?
Nah. I mean, he was the greatest in college, but I don't know. I thought he was going to do better. I really did.
We all did. He might be the greatest college running back I've ever seen, him and Bo Jackson.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I got to meet him up in Alaska one time. It was great. Nicest guy on the planet, man.
Came into the Dan Patrick Show. I know that he was polarizing as a politician. He was so nice and so much fun to hang out with. For my generation, you know, older, he was such a hero. And of course, he's known now as the worst trade in NFL history because the Cowboys traded him and got the picks to make the 90s Super Bowl team.
Right. I thought he's just going to do a lot better, man, when he came out of college. I was kind of rooting for him because I was up in Alaska and got to meet him, and it was just I was rooting for him in the pros, and it just didn't go as far as I thought, you know?
Yep. Yeah. Thanks, Mike. I love it. By the way, Herschel made two Pro Bowls, so that's something. But no, he's definitely
ran for 1,000 yards for your Eagles.
Yeah. The funny thing about Herschel, he's big and fast and strong. He seemed to go down on the first tackle a lot, the first tackler. Okay, let's go to Mike in Syracuse. The topic is college hero did nothing in the pros. Who do you got?
Well, I thought EJ was going to steal it when he said Heisman Trophy winner that never played in the pros.
Yeah.
You got to go a little farther back to around 1959, 1960, and the tragic story of Ernie Davis, the Elmira Express.
Well, this is in the Len Bias category. I mean, these guys didn't,
I mean, it's true. He didn't play in the NFL, but
I know it's a great one. It is a story that everyone should know.
Yeah, I guess we were thinking more on the lines of like you had the opportunity or you were, you know, here obviously to potentially play in the NFL or the NBA, whatever sport, and you weren't able to. But it is true in terms of like I thought Charlie Ward he's not the only guy, and there are other guys too, obviously, but Ernie Davis also one of the more famous examples.
Yeah, sad story. Okay, keep them coming. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Great debate. College hero, pro zero. Let's get some headlines. Andrew Bogish.
Guys, things are going pretty well for the T-Wolves last night in Milwaukee, leading 95-71 early in the fourth quarter, and then they didn't win.
Pass deflected by Trent. Gets it over to DiVincenzo. His pass intercepted by Porter. Another pilfer. He gives it to Giannis. It's loose. Now Porter picks it up. He'll lob to Giannis, who sends it down. Oh, baby. The Bucks. Ball on the roof off the building here at Fiserv Forum.
Dave Kane on Bucks Radio. Milwaukee won the final period 40-13 to steal the game 110-103. Giannis finishing with 31 points, 13 rebounds, and 10 assists. Minnesota head coach Chris Finch expects their season to continue.
I have every confidence that we'll be able to bounce back. We got good guys. They'll shake it off. You know, we've had some tough losses before in the season, so we didn't expect to go undefeated over our last 10 games.
The T-Wolves had won 5 straight. They are 8th in the West this morning, a game behind the Grizzlies, who were 124-100 winners in Charlotte. And in that game, Ja Morant debuted his new 3-point celebration, appearing to take a grenade out of his pocket, pull the pin with his teeth, and throw it into the crowd, and then even covering his ears for the fake
You're
explosion.
Making that up.
I am not.
Andrew Bogish, that is a lie. Did that really happen?
Show you the video right here.
Wow.
So he was warned by the NBA not to do the gun.
Yep.
Is this worse, better, different? What's going on?
So here's the video. If you can see this gentleman here is Ja Morant. Yeah. Waiting to shoot a three over, I think that's Taj Gibson. Yeah. There's the three.
Taj Gibson's still playing. Wow.
Boom, pin, throw, ears covered.
Okay, yeah, that is definitely throwing a grenade into the crowd.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
It feels a little worse than the gun.
it's not great. And it's almost like he sat there and was like, what's another violent thing I can do that's not the gun thing? And he did it. Like I don't understand them. And now he's been playing awesome. He's on a tear right now. It's almost one of those things where you know those weird things where like the guy can't perform if he's not doing certain things. Like Ja Morant's had a rough season for most of the season, and then you know he's been doing this gun celebration. He's been playing great in the last few weeks. Are we in a situation where perhaps he needs these weird things alluding to violence in order for him to perform? Yeah,
maybe.
Or needs to be in like a combative setup with the league?
Yeah.
I think it's
like, is it helping him somehow?
This is what I said. You know how Grayson Allen couldn't stop kicking guys in the junk when he was at Duke? It was a compulsion. I think he's got, I don't think he can control it. And would it be weird if he came up with like a new form of death for every three-pointer? It's like, I'm fake strangling a guy or something. I don't even know what's next.
Does it matter that this one involved the fans? Because he was shooting at Buddy Hield. Like, does this now, do we have to read into that he threw the grenade into the seats?
So you're saying, well, what if it was near where he threw it was near enough to the opposing bench that you're getting into taunting?
Clearly
that's
this,
probably why he didn't do that.
We don't know where the fake grenade landed. This is the silliest conversation I've ever had.
But he does seem, whether he's doing it, whether there's an issue that like is diagnosable and needs to be worked through, or he's just a doofus. Like, we're back in this world where he's flirting with not being on the court, which is bad for everybody.
Well, Ja Morant, and to me, he's a one-hit wonder when it comes to celebrations. Because, again, I keep saying, he has one of the coolest signature celebrations. Call 12 as a celebration for when you win. He hits a game winner. It's great. He wears number 12. We all know call 12, call the police. Like, because, you know, we just beat somebody, there's a dead body. Like, that's fun. That's like, okay, cool. Like, that we get it is a pun with your number. And it's a great easy call line, just using your phone signal. And then the second thing he has, like the second one, is the one he can't figure out. He can't figure out. It's not a gun. It's not a grenade. Like, he's a one-hit wonder. Like, you had a great signature celebration, and then you go to this nonsense.
Yeah. Oh,
find something else.
All right, Bogues, what else you got?
We've got the Thunder outscoring the Lakers by 17 over the last 8 minutes after Luka was ejected for a second technical foul. OKC won the game 136-120. Shea Gilgeous-Alexander scoring 42. The Cavs clinched number one in the East with a 135-113 home win over the Bulls. The Suns took a 133-95 home beating from the Warriors. They are now one loss or one Mavs win away from play-in elimination. And the Pacers win streak up to five after a 104-98 decision over the Wizards. Indy has a three-game lead on the Bucks for the four seed with three to play. We mentioned Jackson Dart back in hour number one. He reportedly met yesterday with the Browns. The Raiders are next. He has already spent some real time with the Giants, Saints, and Rams ahead of the draft. And finally, let me introduce Pearl to 22-year-old Nats outfielder James Wood.
Here is James Wood. Swings and belts one. Deep right lumber. Center field. How far will it go? Going, going, gone, goodbye. Zoom goes James Wood again with his second two-run home run in the first four innings of this game.
I'm trying to get you ahead of the curve here. Last year, you were behind on Jackson Churio, so now I'm giving you James Wood, who the guy that the Nats got from the Padres, at least position player-wise, in the Juan Soto trade.
Correct. There's a lot of puns off this. You know, got good wood on the bat.
You can do that however you want. Charlie Sluice.
It reminds me of the, you guys know that Maggie's not here, so I'm allowed to talk about the Dennis Smith Jr. tweet, the best tweet of all time.
Oh, yes, the Dennis.
Everybody has former God-given Nick. Talents. Mine's happens to be something this would.
Oh, yeah.
The greatest tweet of all time. He was 13. It was 5 years before the draft. And Dennis Smith was talking about his ability to...
Yeah, at 13.
To swing wood, yes.
Right. We also need to drop
like James Wood.
The qualification of because Maggie's not here.
Because
Maggie's filthy.
True.
Maggie doesn't stop us from being pigs.
Yeah. Some ways she's worse than us.
Yeah.
Many ways. No, that's true. No, she's totally dirty.
Well, again, she's changing her ways because she's currently in the Mongolian mountains becoming a Buddhist.
Cleansing herself.
I wanted to, can we discuss this?
Sure.
That she wouldn't tell Manny or EJ where she's going. Ooh. I know where she's going. I know the whole like maturation of this trip. The whole story.
Would you tell Manny where you were going on vacation? You want him bothering you when you're on a beach somewhere?
I mean, I understand not saying it on the radio so nobody knows where you are or that you're not home. But, why wouldn't she tell Manny or EJ where she's going?
I don't know.
Wait, EJ, you don't know either?
I don't know exactly where, but I have a general idea of, she's not anywhere close.
She's
not anywhere close. That's what I know.
I have no idea. So I just kind of threw a dart at a map in my bedroom, and it kind of landed on Mongolia. So that's where I'm going with it.
Okay.
And the newsroom heard Manny get denied. He asked where, and she was just like, no.
Are you serious?
This is a true story. Yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't hurt my feelings at all.
Didn't think it was going to go on air, but we're here now.
Yeah, so the conversation said, Maggie, where are you going on vacation? I'm not telling you. Wow.
Hard pass. I
mean, more or less, that's how you guys are getting the gist of it.
I mean, the only conclusion is she thought you were going to go there too.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess so.
I didn't even think of that. I thought it was like she doesn't trust you on air with it, but yeah.
Yeah. That's true. If it was around lunchtime and Manny said, Maggie, where are you going to lunch? I'm not telling you. Then that would be, that would make more sense. Maggie loves you, Manny. Stop.
I'm not sad about this. I'm not tripping about it.
The troublemaker.
Not even me. I didn't even notice it when it happened. I was asked, hey, did you hear that? And I said, what? And then I was told, I'm like, wow.
I thought nothing of it. That's
and
why
I love rooting against
up.
Manny, yeah, so I was all for it.
I know Manny thought nothing of it because I asked him, did you think that was weird? He was like, I think nothing of it.
Like I told everybody in the newsroom, people can't hurt my feelings. Only the Knicks can hurt my feelings.
So you're used to getting your feelings hurt.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
You're numb at this point?
Oh, yeah, I can't feel a thing.
Good.
All right, thank you, Andrew. We have a lot of calls on the line. Greatest college player with no pro career, college hero, pro zero. Give us a call, 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. That's next, Maggie and Perloff Show. Welcome back, Maggie and Perloff Show. Great Debate Wednesday. Topic today is player who had a great college career and did nothing in the pros. College hero, pro zero. It's a perfect time for this. We came off the NCAA tournament. We've seen this a lot. Guys have great tournament runs and just aren't cut out for the NBA. And we're coming up on the NFL draft where, unfortunately, we've seen it for some teams at the top. Guys have great college careers and just do not make in the NFL for whatever reason. I went Tim Tebow. EJ went with Charlie Ward. Ryan Boccia went Johnny Manziel. Manny went with Jimmy Fredette. And Bogues went with Adam Morrison. Give us a call with your choice, 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Let's go to our friend Adrian in Maryland. Adrian, who do you got?
Hey, what's up, Mr. Perloff? Sorry, Maggie's not in. You guys can't find her. I got Duke. They could probably field the whole team. You got Bobby Hurley. You got Kristen Leitner. Got Danny Ferry. I don't know what it is, but the ACC for some reason just brings out, I wouldn't say bust, but guys that don't develop at the next level. EJ, I know you're from New York. How about King Rice? What happened to him?
Oh, yeah. No question. I mean, I was thinking about Pearl Washington. Big East legend who went to the Nets and flamed out.
Yeah.
You got Billy Owens?
Oh, yeah.
Wow, that was Big East. Yeah, I love it. Thank you, Adrian. You know, they've turned that around a little bit at Duke because they have Jason Tatum, Zion.
Yeah.
There are a lot of guys who are now good.
And I think that's actually a shift from the recruiting by Mike Krzyzewski because he was a guy where he wanted guys who would stay long-term. He would get McDonald's Americans, but he didn't get the flashy one-and-done type guys. And he dabbled in a little bit in the late 90s, but then went back to that, and they were losing. And then he had to change his strategy, and that's when you started seeing Jahlil Okafor, Tyus Jones, Kyrie Irving, Zion Williamson. You started seeing these top recruit one-and-done guys start going there instead of Kentucky.
Yeah,
so that was a big change for him.
And now possible two one-and-done, or three one-and-dones on this team. By King Rice is from Binghamton, Maggie's high school. Adrian, it's a shame you said that, but she loves that name.
Yeah.
He's actually not from New York. Okay, let's go to Timothy in Michigan. Timothy, who do you got for college hero pro zero?
Good morning, my hearties. I have a player and as a coach, and that's Steve Spurrier.
Oh, so you have a double dip here. You're saying he did it both ways.
I believe it was 1966. He was the Heisman Trophy winner.
Yeah.
And then his pro career was nondescript, and he really didn't do that well. And was it Washington's coach? I don't even know if he had a winning season.
Wait, so he was a flame out as a Washington coach. That did not work. I remember he was a high pick in it's either the AFL or the NFL. Did he do anything in the pros? I got to get the stats on that. I know he was a disappointment.
I think his only good thing he did was I think he was a punter for a bit. And at least he hit the ball each time.
Yeah, he was a punter for 2 years with San Francisco, it looks like. San Francisco 49ers, which is crazy.
Hey, I want to add this. Now, Maggie's been missing a lot of time. Is she approaching zero for you guys?
Maggie missing time? Yeah, she's been off a little bit. No, Maggie's a workhorse. She's one of those folks that, I mean, she will come in. I mean, you guys saw, right, a couple of weeks ago when she was, like, passed out sick. She's still here. I was worried I was going to get sick.
No. Timothy, we can't tell you where, like, the plans for vacation. We can't even tell Manny. So this is like.
You can't.
But she's good. She's good. Thank you for the call, buddy. That's a good one. Steve Spurrier, because he did it as a coach and a player, which is unbelievable. All right, let's go to PJ in Atlanta. PJ, who do you got? College hero, pro zero.
Donald Williams.
Donald Williams, the guard? Yeah.
1993 MVP of the Final Four, yep. Went 10 for 14. Went overseas, played for the Harlem Globetrotters. And why is that guy bringing up Billy Owens? He played with Jeff Lebo in Carlisle, Pennsylvania. It's not a New York guy. So I don't get that guy. But, yeah, Donald Williams I thought would go pro and have a really good career. But he played overseas for probably 16, 17 years. But it just never panned out.
Well, Billy Owens, because he didn't do anything in the pros, that makes – I understand what you're saying. Donald Williams –
Yeah, can you imagine him and Jeff Lebo? They were on the same team in high school. By the way, stupid good.
Was Donald Williams was on the court then for the Weber timeout? Is that the same year?
Yes.
That's correct. Yeah, he didn't hit the rim, dude. He was wet all game. 5 for 7.
You know what's funny about
24 points.
He was a beast. Yeah, you know what's funny about Donald Williams? I think he really kind of fell into the trap that maybe he wouldn't have fell into right now, which is he was kind of a tweener, right? He was like 6'3", 6'2".
Shooting guard.
And at that time, it was like, you know,
he didn't have an agent.
Right.
He refused to get an agent when he went pro.
That won't help you either.
And that's the one that messed him up. And he went overseas from 95 through 2003. Now he's a high school coach in Wakefield, North Carolina. But, man, his jumper was wet, dude.
Awesome. Thank you, PJ. That's a really good one. Let's go to Jimmy in Cleveland, who has one of my all-time favorites. Jimmy, who do you got?
So, right before I tell you who I got, you know, if you win the Heisman, it seems like you're not going to be good. Because I remember Gary Beben, Pat Sullivan, Johnny Rogers, you know, Toretta. They did nothing.
Well, you got old school there. Gary Beebe? I mean, come on. That's a long time ago.
You're going Spurrier. You're going Spurrier.
True.
So I'm thinking Bosworth. Brian Bosworth, biggest disappointment I ever saw. Who's going to be the next, you know, better than Dick Butkus?
Boz was a phenomenon.
I know.
At Oklahoma.
I know. And unbelievable. So, I mean, he was going to, now he does good commercials now. So, I got to give him that.
You know,
but I think Bosworth.
The Heisman's on a bit of a roll for the NFL, though. A lot of these guys, and thank you, Jimmy, a lot of these guys who won the Heisman were number one overall picks. You know, we've had a lot of, because now it usually goes to a quarterback, and they haven't all been good, but you got Jaden Daniels last year, Caleb Williams, Bryce Young, we'll see, Devontae Smith. I think he's been good. And obviously Joe Burrow is, can't do any better than that.
Yeah, in some ways, it's like maybe the voters got smarter or maybe these guys getting more of a chance. I don't know. But you know what's funny about the Boz? I wonder if, and we have another guy on there on this list that I'm interested to hear about as well, can a linebacker in today's football, can they be the massive star that Bosworth was?
Yeah, the hair and the style.
Feared, like scary.
It's different. But Micah Parsons?
But he's a pass rusher. Like, I mean, like a middle linebacker.
Off-ball linebacker.
Yeah. I don't know if he can anymore.
No, that's different. By the way, that leads me. I have a surprise for tomorrow. I've been watching and rewatching the movie Draft Day for a thing I'm writing. And Vontae Mack is basically Brian. They called him a middle linebacker and then showed a million highlights of him rushing around the edge in the movie Draft Day with Kevin Costner. But that's a side point. All right. I think we're out of time for this segment, but we have a bunch more calls lined up of college heroes who did not make it in the pros. These are great. Just to hear the name Bosworth, it brings a smile to my face. Keep them coming. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. We're also going to try and figure out what we've been trying to figure out all show. What on earth are the Denver Nuggets doing, firing their coach and GM with 3 games left in the season? I say it has no chance of working. What say you? That is coming up right here on the Maggie and Perloff Show.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.